Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you guys can join us not only online but also on our radio dial as well. I have a very special guest that's joining us for this next segment. I'm really excited to be able to speak with Pastor Kevin Mickey today. He is the individual that is found at the Shift Nation Conference. They're gearing up for a very big event next month. We're going to talk to Pastor Kevin not only about this year's event but what it's been like for him to see the way that the conference continues to not only affect lives, but also to be able to help people in their own relationship with God. Pastor Kevin, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, look, I know you have a lot going on right now, so we definitely appreciate the time. We're going to go ahead and jump right into it. You know, the thing that I think is so great about Shift Nation is that you're able to bring people together to motivate them, to inspire them, and to let them know their value in God. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have responded to it?
Well, you know, we're now in our sixth year, and I got to tell you the truth that the first 2 years and maybe even the third year, I was still very skeptical of the conference. I mean, it's challenging when God calls you to do something, but you know that your man-made resources are limited. And so the first 2 years were really trial and error, but just in our area alone, which is the DMV, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area, many people begin to kind of hear about the conference the first year, and then the second year people came to kind of see about the conference. And so it wasn't until the third year that people begin to believe and invest in the conference. And so the fourth and the fifth year, the conference pretty much took care of itself, and word of mouth got out. People began to really come for a mighty move of God, life-changing experience, and a true encounter. So that really made sense out of the first and second year. And so one thing that I will contribute to is the consistency that God gives us and has given me to continue to really just kind of come together, bring people together, do this conference, reach out to certain people. And so that really has been one of the things that has really kept me motivated and has really kept people motivated to look forward to the conference. So.
Right. And you know what I thought was so interesting when I was prepping for this segment with you, Pastor Kevin, is that, you know, I think the other part of the success is that people understand that this is really for all of us, that God wants the best for all of us, and that you, by being able to plant the seed through, you know, the Shift Nation Conference, you're allowing people to see that through the speakers, through the performers. Has that also been part of the benefit, to hear from people that, you know what, this touched me exactly with what I needed at this particular time?
Yes, indeed. Last year, to speak to that, last year we were able to broadcast into a few correctional facilities. And so even the testimonies from inmates that were able to be impacted, I mean, these are individuals who are not only mentally but literally in some form of confinement, who were still able to feel the presence of God, who were still able to have their minds shifted, their attitudes shifted, their dispositions shifted. And not only that, but even those who were able to even attend the conference, testimonies are still pouring in from 3 and 4 years ago. And so that is one of the things that I believe God uses as a confirmation to give us that feeling of, listen, you're doing something right. And so, yeah, it's been a blessing to hear people report on that.
Yeah. And you have a very, you know, big lineup for this year. We'll be getting into that here. But, you know, the theme for this year was one that I really enjoyed being able to see. You know, I was watching the promotional video that's online, and we'll be, again, sharing our listeners how they can stay in contact with that as well. But the message of Accelerate, talk to us about that message and how it kind of fits into this year's event.
Sure. That particular theme and message, what our goal is this year is to put people in a position spiritually to get to where God has called them to be years ago. And so oftentimes it's not that we don't believe the word of God and we don't believe what he tells us. Sometimes our biggest challenge is us believing that we belong where he has already seen us from the beginning of the world. And so, well, we have to understand that. The Bible says, I know my thoughts that I have towards thee. And so what our attempt is this year is to empower people spiritually and to empower them mentally to use the tools and resources that they already have within them, that God has already placed in their hands, and get them to there now, and not as much as a faster pace, but efficiently, and so that way they can begin to operate in areas of ministry and they'll be able to release certain blessings and favor over their life that should have been done months ago, years ago. There are some people who I know are going to come to the conference this year who may have had a vision similar to mine, but they've been sitting on it for 4 or 5 years. Do I have the gifting? Am I anointed to do this? Am I really called to do this? I don't have the support. I only have one person. I only got my mama, and some people I only got my grandmama. You know, they don't really, you know, they're waiting until crowds come in order to operate in ministry. And what we want to do is show them what the Bible says, that he who hath begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus. In other words, if he calls you to it now, do it now. And so what we want to do is remove the past, remove the procrastination, remove the hesitation, and get you to accelerate to the place that you should have been living in years ago.
Wow. That's a great message. I want to come back to that. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, I have the privilege today of speaking to Pastor Kevin Mickey. He is not only the founder of the Shift Nation Conference, but he's an individual that has been able to realize the calling that has been put on his life and now has been able to assemble a great body of individuals together, not only to encourage and inspire, but also to show others what is possible. This year's event is coming up here in just a few weeks. We'll be letting you know how you can be a part of it here in a moment. And as far as the details about who will be there, I want to talk about, you know, the shift for yourself, Pastor Kevin, because you even in the beginning of this conversation when I was asking you about the response to the conference, you talked about the journey of where it was in year one versus where it is today. You know, when did you first realize that you not only had been given this particular calling, but that it really was going to be something that was going to be able to impact the world?
Sure. That is a really good question, and I'll tell you, when the Shift Conference was first birthed to me by the Spirit, I was in one of the most challenging positions in my life. I had made some decisions that were very, very, very unpopular, and so I didn't know if I even wanted to do ministry, period. And it wasn't until I was at my lowest point that I believe God spoke the loudest. And that's one thing I tell people. It's oftentimes when you're at your lowest position that God speaks the loudest. And it wasn't until then where he began to shift me. And it wasn't until then that he began to shift me. And when he shifted me, he began to birth into my life that, listen, if you trust me through this rebuilding process, if you trust me, then I will use you to bring people who have felt like you in some sort of kind of way together and give them the tools to understand that your past is your past, your present is brighter, but your future is much brighter than it will ever be. And so that is when the Lord said, those 6 years ago, do it. Now, I'll share this with you briefly, and I share this often sometimes when I minister, is that when we did the Shift Conference the first several years, we had no money at all. And I'm sitting there, and the first time I did it, it was a day. It was a day and one night because that's what I could afford. Yeah. And I lost sleep. Then I went back and I prayed, and I made it, okay, two nights, one day. Could afford. It wasn't until losing a week of sleep, literally a week of sleep, being agitated with people, irritated, I didn't realize that my spirit was pushing me to something greater. I prayed and I fasted, And the Lord gave me 3 days, 3 nights, about 12 different speakers. Everybody wanted some sort of honorarium. We had no money. It wasn't until a week before the conference that someone comes with a credit card of $10,000-plus and says, use it. Do what you need to do. Don't worry about reimbursing me. And then people started giving money. And so what that reminded me of is, you know, the story of when Jesus feeds the 5,000.
Yeah.
And one thing that's amazing about that story, if I can very briefly,
sure,
is that people speaks specifically on the miracle. Yes, indeed, sir, it was a great miracle. But however, there's something that transpired before Jesus performed the miracle. And if we go back, Jesus, you know, talks about how Jesus went to Tiberias and he sees this large crowd and begins to speak to them. And I believe it was Philip. Philip makes a statement to Jesus. He says, you see this crowd, where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? There's so many people. And Jesus, Bible says how Jesus tested him because he knew how Philip was going to answer. And Philip says to Jesus, we only have but 200 denarii. In other words, he was telling Jesus, we can't get the job done. There's more than what we have to get the job done. But if Philip only knew that he was speaking to the person who literally is more than enough, he would have known that Jesus would be able to provide. And so that was my story. And so, man, talking to you now, I might change yet next year's conference to the Two Fish and Five Loaves conference. I don't know, man. I'm but that was the position I was in. I was in the position that it wasn't until the budget was bigger than me that Jesus anointed it.
Yeah.
So wow. I hope that helps somebody listening.
You know, I'm sorry, Pastor Kevin. I'm just going to say, I know it does, because I think it reminds them of, you know, stop putting limits on what God can do. And I think that is the thing. A lot of times we try to do something according to what we can do instead of thinking about, you know, what God can do. And I think that is the difference. And what it means to have faith, I think. I think that is the whole purpose, you know, of why faith is so important. So, you know, with that message that you just shared, and I appreciate you sharing that with us, and then, of course, the theme of this year, Accelerate, I think that is really, you know, one of the things that people will really be able to benefit from the most from this year's event is knowing what they can do with God on their side. And I think that is, you know, the purpose of not only those that will be ministering, you know, by word, but also through song as well. I want to say again, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, Pastor Kevin Mickey is our guest. He's not only, of course, the founder of the Shift Nation Conference, but he's also the individual that's the conference host. We're talking about this year's event. It's going to be taking place August the 6th through the 8th. And for our listeners joining us through DCNowRadio.com, you guys will really appreciate this. It's going to be taking place at the Harvest Assembly Baptist Church. That's going to be in Alexandria, Virginia. Talk to us a little bit, Pastor Kevin, about some of the highlights of this year's conference.
Sure. Well, let me start off by saying I am excited. We have Pastor Jay Hazlett from the Preachers of L.A. docuseries. And one of the reasons why I'm so excited about him is that he has a genuine love for people, period. And that's something that you don't really see, is that he treats everyone with the compassion and the love of God that we are called to. And so I'm excited about him being there. He's going to bring just a totally different climate into not only the church but into the city. We have Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Of course, everybody knows his hit song, Testimony. He's going to be there. Right. Nikoi, she is an artist from the DMV area, and she's very humbled. She's very gifted. She's tremendously anointed. And so you definitely don't want to miss her. Chantillery and Change, they speak for themselves, a group of radically young people with very mature voices. Thursday night I'll be speaking and sharing, and then Friday night Bishop Andrew Ford from Ford Memorial Temple, he is a powerhouse. And so I'm excited. Each speaker and each artist have been strategically placed to not only set foundation, but to transition us that by the last night, the wealth of information that we're going to be giving each attendee, they should have no problem not only accelerating, but establishing themselves in ministry, establishing themselves in the future. And so I'm excited about it, man. I don't think there's anybody else I could have added to make it any better than what it is.
Got you. Got you. And again, that's coming up on August the 6th through the 8th. Again, as I mentioned, at Harvest Assembly Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia. We'll be giving out that website here in just a moment. You know, but there is also something else. You mentioned some of the special guests that are going to be at the event. Pastor Kevin, you also doing something very special for those individuals that are in position of leadership, especially for young leaders. Why was that important for you to do?
It was important because oftentimes when, and even leaders, but oftentimes when young leaders now are considering going into ministry, I feel like internally they struggle with what path, how to navigate. We get so confused, if I can say that. We get so confused by what we may see on TV, and we miss the truth. And so I think that the truth needs to really be told of, listen, this is not as easy as you think it is. You may want a mega ministry. You may not get a mega ministry. It may take you 40 years to get a mega ministry, but don't be weary in well-doing. And so that's the encouragement I want to show them. The Shift Conference itself has really been a grassroots effort. It's word of mouth. It's a lot of people pounding the pavement, calling their friends, their girlfriends, their mamas, their daddies, their uncles, and saying, listen, I went to this conference. You got to come next year. And so I really wanted to encourage these young leaders to say, listen, the closer you get to what God has called you to, the more you're going to lose people who said they were going to be with you from the beginning. This is how you stay encouraged. And so that was very important to me.
Yeah, I think that is the thing. And, again, there's going to be a little something for everyone, so you definitely want to be able to attend if you can. Again, especially for those in the DMV area, thanks to our friends at DCNowRadio.com. Again, the Shift Conference this year is taking place August 6th through the 8th, again, taking place at Harvest Assembly Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia. You guys can find out more information by going to the website at www.shiftnation.org. Again, that's shiftnation.org. There you can also find out how you can be able to contact them for more information. Now, there's no cost to actually attend the evening services, but there is a registration, so make sure that you guys do register because seating is limited. So, again, go to shiftnation.org for all the details, also for directions as well. And, Pastor Kevin, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back. We'd love to be able to speak with you after the event.
Man, I'm greatly appreciated. Thank you. I just want to quickly just give a shout-out to my church, my pastor, Pastor Johnny Abram. Harvest Assembly Baptist Church is where I serve as singles and young adult pastor, and I pastor some of the greatest singles and young adults in the world. You hear me? Man, I wouldn't trade them for anything. They actually are the volunteers that help the wheels flow at the Shift Conference, and I know they're listening. I love them. I thank them all for their support, and I'm greatly appreciated for this opportunity. Thank you so much.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. We want to definitely thank Andrea Williams for helping us to set up this conversation today. And I also want to thank all of you, our listeners, for joining us for another conversation here on our broadcast. For those who came in late, don't worry. Thanks to our friends online. You guys can catch the podcast right after we go off the air. So make sure you guys do that. Share it with your friends. Let them know about this year's Shift Conference, as well as, of course, how they can be a part of it as well. Again, of course, it's all taking place August the 6th through the 8th. A lot of great information will be shared, a lot of great music. But make sure you guys go to the website again at shiftnation.org for all the details. Now, also, of course, we want to say for those who are tuning in through DCNowRadio.com, you guys will be able to find the podcast there as well as on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWebb or twitter.com/CyrusWebb. We actually did tag both the Shift Nation Facebook page as well as their Twitter page as well, so you guys can be able to find them easily from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.